This is Jane Durrell, and I've been deep into a book that's meant to provide serious researchers all they need to know about photography in Ohio from 1839 to 1900, but that also has pertinent and readable information for anyone with an interest in photography, or in fact, an interest in 19th century Ohio. The book is called, appropriately, Ohio Photographers, 1839-1900. It is a second edition of an earlier issue updated by author Diane Van Skever Gagel to include information not previously available. It's published by the Genealogical Publishing Company of Baltimore, Maryland. Photography was to the 19th century what computers would be to the latter half of the 20th century. Game changers in many ways. It was a POW invention in 1837, and by 1839, when this book begins its chronicle, new relationships were already falling into place. Photography studios sprang up in all the principal cities and in some less than principal towns. The author's gift to researchers is the great bulk of this nearly 400-page book, the alphabetical listing of all the photographers her research came across. She generously reprints newspaper stories in their entirety, as well as other contemporary accounts. Future researchers may find they can just go here rather than to the source, or if conscience prompts, they will know the source to go to. Jumping through this section, looking for Cincinnati connections, I did find many things I didn't know. One was that women were not unknown as professional photographers. Male photographers frequently married them, which is the way they mostly get mentioned in this book. Isn't that odd? Apparently, information on these women is chiefly available through material on their husbands, although two or three are listed as having their own studios. Also, African-American photographers were busy and seemingly doing well. The cover of the book reproduces, surprisingly for a book on photography, an engraving. The engraving shows Ball's great daguerreotype gallery of the West. The gallery, founded in Cincinnati by free African-American James Presley Ball Sr. in the late 1840s and carried on by other family members, is described as an elaborate studio in a three-story building in the best part of town. Many famous visitors to the city, including P.T. Barnum and Jenny Lind, were photographed there. A couple of well-known painters turn up. John Mix Stanley and Robert Duncanson each tried their hands at photography. Artists are beset by curiosity. They like to know how things work. So the new medium pulled them in. Stanley is identified now with his depictions of the American West, while Duncanson's murals at the Taft Museum are his primary identification these days. I had expected a book on photographers to include some of their work, but illustrations are limited to small reproductions of headshots of the photographers themselves when available, reprinted with their biographies, and at the back of the book, a series of pictures of street views of their studios. Business was primarily portraiture, although the book says that daguerreotype landscapes were popular. I'd like to have seen some of them. The book ends with a section reprinting writings by or about Ohio photographers from the period itself. One I enjoyed is a talk given in 1884 by eminent photographer Thomas Ferris about the olden times of photography. Ferris is credited with introducing the daguerreotype in Ohio in his Cincinnati studio some decades before. Ohio Photographers, 1839-1900, is not a book to be read cover to cover, but it provides both excellently researched biographical information and background content of considerable interest. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.